Hello, Diskers. This is Mr. Bojangles. It is Sunday, November something-teenth. Not quite sure. Maybe the 17th or the 18th. I don't really remember. I am at California Trail Disc Golf Course. It is open during daylight hours when school is not in session. California Trail is home to the Bulldogs. They have a nice sand volleyball court, and they kind of have a disc golf course that I am going to play today. This is not the first time I've ever been to this course. Mr. Treesbane and I came here when we were first starting to play disc golf, and I think I had my two youngins with us, and we quickly decided that it was not a place that we wanted to play that bad. So I am back. I'm a little more experienced on playing crappy middle school disc golf courses, so I'm going to give it another shake. And I think one of the things that steered us away from it is it has no tee pads. I think you're just throwing from the grass, so it's really hard to decide where you're supposed to throw from. But with the advent of the UDisc app, I can actually find where I am supposed to be throwing from. It does look like they have a new sign up here. This looks like it's been a recent addition. I think it was about 3 years ago that Treesbane and I came out here for the very first time. This course, I think, has been here for a little bit because the baskets are pretty gosh darn rusty. So this is an oldie. Hopefully it's a goodie. It's a pretty flat course. It basically just kind of winds you around the middle school, and we'll go from there. I was originally going to go play a different course, but I chickened out on it because it looked like it was more of a private course, and I don't think that it was really open to the public. So maybe I'll talk a little bit more about that later. But anyway, I'm up to hole number one. I'm right by the sign. I'm going to try and triangulate where I need to throw from. So I'll let you know how things keep going. Here we go. All right, hole number one is in the books. I got a par. I had a shot at getting a birdie, but I flubbed it a little bit. I will note that the baskets are pretty awful. They have just a single chain on them. Pretty rusty. They look like they're like first generation Innova baskets. I don't know how old this course is, but it's old. At any rate, I'm up to hole number two. Hole number two, you're just playing in a great big field sort of thing. There's a couple of trees. 133rd Street's on my left, probably about 20 yards, something like that. So it looks like I'm about 265 feet to the hole, so I'm going to bust out the TL3. It's a pretty sunny day, but it's kind of cold. I think it's probably around 36, 37 degrees. Winter's coming, so meh. Don't like that. All right, here we go. All right, so that was hole number two. I parred it as well. If any of you guys are worried about where's Treesbane? Where's Treesbane? Treesbane's cooking right now. So he's taking care of one of his many, many side businesses. Many might be a little bit of an exaggeration. One of his side businesses. I think I'm up to the hole three tee pad. There appears to be some sort of stick that used to have a sign on it. I'll check the UDisc app and see if this is the right place. It's very likely that Thanksgiving has already occurred where you are sitting right now or standing or walking or running or whatever. Hasn't occurred here yet. This is the Sunday before Thanksgiving. I don't know exactly when I'll put this podcast out. Probably a little bit because I still have one from like last weekend that I haven't put out. And Treesbane and I did one yesterday. So don't worry about us. We did play a course together yesterday. Okay, I better concentrate on where I am at hole number three. Once again, I'm in Olathe, Kansas. That's where California Trails Middle School is. It's one of four disc golf courses that Olathe has, as compared to Overland Park, which has freaking one. Again, Overland Park, you got to be embarrassed. Embarrassed. Olathe's beating you, man. Anyway, so let me figure out hole number three, and I'll let you know how I did. All right, I'm 3 for 3 in regards to the pars. Yeah, I've gotten 3 pars. So this is not the most interesting course in the world, but it's a little bit better than I thought it was. Having the U-Disc app kind of steer you around to where you're supposed to be as far as the throws kind of really helps. So far, interestingly enough, I've had to play over the top of a sand volleyball court. I've had to go around a football field sort of thing. And then I get to go over top of some tackling dummies. So I think that the disc golf course has really kind of been overlooked. It's not been shown the proper respect. The actual tee pad for hole number 4 is on a hill. I don't know exactly how you're supposed to do that. It looks like there's a brown spot where people actually play in front of where the tee pad on the U-Disc app shows it to be. Just for grins, I'm going to go ahead and try and play on the hill. I'll probably fall down, but that's okay. Yeah, so it goes kind of over a jogging path, and it's up against the side of a hill. One interesting thing is it looks like there's some dads that are teaching their daughters how to drive today. They're treating the parking lot of California Trails as a virtual location to get their kids some quality driving time. So it's a pretty wise move. I'm going to probably have to do that sometime in about the next 4 or 5 years, which is a very scary proposition, I have to say. But that's okay. All things happen for a reason. Okay, so I'm up to hole number 4 at California Trails Disc Golf Course. All right, so I just got done with hole number 4. I got a par on that. It looks like the guy who's been mowing the lawn has run into a poor hole number 4 a few times, because number 4 is cockeyed a little bit. He's leaning a little bit to the north, for sure. He could use a little bit of an adjustment, for sure. I'm up to hole number 5. Hole number 5 is a little lengthy. It's 355 feet from tee grass. I'm going to start calling it tee grass. Tee grass to pole hole. So that's a little long. Good for you guys. And with that, I think I'm going to bust out the tee devil. I haven't thrown that yet today, and that should be fun. So, ooh, looks like there's a hawk flying over me. Very nice. I hope he catches a mouse or something. All right, hole number 5. Here we go. All right, so I almost had my first bogey of the day. For whatever reason, I threw the tee devil like right into the ground about 100 feet in front of me. So then I had a really long second throw. Got the TL3 out, and maybe that's what I should have thrown in the first place. But que sera, sera. That's the way life's going to be. I was able to save it, so I had probably a 15-foot putt or something like that to save par. Interestingly enough, the hole number 5 was really short. So I'm up to hole number 6, and this is the first time I've actually had a sign that's still there. It's interesting that it's sideways, so you kind of have to tilt your head to read it. And it puts the distance in yards rather than feet. So it's 124 yards. So what is that, 352 or something like that? Feet. So it's notifying me that out of bounds includes any fence. So I'm really close to, looks like a gas line. So maybe that's what they're talking about, but I don't think there's any chance in heck that I'm ever going to come close to that. So anyway, hole number 6. I'm going to try and hurry up with these last 4 holes because I got to go to the bathroom. So here we go. All All right, I'm up to hole number 7. Just got my first bogey. Really bummed about that. My drive was awful, and then I actually had a pretty good second shot, but then I muffed the putt, so my string of pars sailed away. But I'm up to hole number 7, so just 3 more to go. Maybe I can get a birdie on this one. It says it's 91 yards, according to the sideways sign. The UDisc app said it's 255 feet, so those two things don't quite add up, but whatever, that's fine. I'm going to go ahead and throw my buzz, because I don't think it's actually 270 feet or whatever. 273 feet. I think it's more on the 255, so gonna get the buzz out, get my buzz on. So hole number 7. All right, so I went ahead and parred hole number 7. Didn't have a very good drive. Story of my life, whatever. I'm up to hole number 8, and this is actually kind of a surprise. I didn't realize this is going to be like it is. This is a par 4, and I think it's really a legit par 4. It says it's 163 yards. You're thrown over a huge field. There's not a tree to hit. I'm going to try the T-Devil. I think that some of my drives and some of my putts have been suffering because my hands are just a little cold. I should have brought some gloves, but that is what it is. So hole number 8, I'm going to try and hurry up on hole number 8. Hole number 9 is also a par 4, and it looks like it's just as long, if not longer. So I'm going to get these two done, and then we'll wrap things up. All right, here we go. All right, so I'm a little irritated on hole number 8. I did pretty good on my drive, and I did pretty good on my second shot, and then I missed the putt. It was probably 20 feet or something like that, but I'd missed it so bad is what I really mean. I'm up to hole number 9. Hole 9, like I said, is a par 4. It's 184 yards. I'm not so sure that was really necessary. California Trails middle school disc golf course. It's actually kind of around the curve, what was from the school. So what was kind of interesting about that last hole, though, was that for whatever reason, they must have bought a brand new, or not a brand new, they bought a newer basket, because it actually has double chains, whereas all the other holes I think I played have all been single chain. And it looks like it's about 5 years newer of a pole hole. So that's kind of weird. At least they're kind of replacing some of the ones that are maybe getting torn up. So I'm up to hole number 9. Hole number 9 does have a sign, so that's good. And it tells you it's a par 4, 184 yards. It's getting sideways, which I think is just kind of really curious, but that is what it is. So I'll play hole number 9, let you know how I did, and then wrap things up. So here we go. All right, so I finished up hole number 9. I did end up parring that one, so it was 1 over for the round, which I'm frankly a little disappointed in, but that's okay. First time I ever played the course. It might be the last time I ever play this course, because it's really just not that great. Don't want to be too much of a party pooper, but you know, they don't have any tee pads. They don't have anything to put your bag on. They don't have any disc hangers. These are probably the worst baskets I've ever played on. They're rusty. They're not very straight. It's very difficult to figure out where you're supposed to throw from. But the only thing that they have going for it is that it is a course. So if you were across the street, then you could probably come over here and play a little bit, and it'd be okay. But probably one of the worst disc golf courses in Kansas City. I knew that going into it. I'm just kind of a completist. I like to go ahead and go out there and try them all out. It was a little cold today. Maybe if it was a little warmer, it'd be better. But really, the disc golf course is really an afterthought for this area. Like I said before, the sand volleyball nets are in play on hole number 1, and it's just kind of goofy. But that's okay. At least it's disc golf. I was really surprised whenever I got to hole number 8 and they'd changed the basket so that it was a little nicer. So I don't know if maybe somebody put that in and then they just kind of throw at that basket or what. But maybe the other one just got vandalized to the point where they had to replace it. I'm not quite sure. obviously disc baskets are not the cheapest thing in the world. But anyway, thank you so much for listening. If you are listening, I really do appreciate it. Treesbane and I will be back. Treesbane's heading out to the fine city of Las Vegas with Disc and Jane. They said that they might do a podcast while they're out there. And I don't think it's going to be a disc golf podcast, but I think it's going to be in the style, is what he said, of a disc golf podcast, but maybe with casinos. So that should be pretty stinking entertaining. It'll be interesting to see if he gets our yesterday's podcast out before he heads out. If you're listening, Treesbane, happy birthday. I think it's your birthday on Friday, so it'll be Black Friday, but it'll also be your birthday, so happy birthday. Yeah, so thanks for listening, guys. Keep banging those chains. Talk to you later. I'm out.
Oh, thank you.